It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The Texas legislative session starts tomorrow, and a prolonged oil slump will leave state lawmakers with less money to spend. Lawmakers will have about $105 billion in state funds. That's a 2.7% decrease compared to the last legislative session 2 years ago. State Comptroller Clint Hager announced the spending forecast today. He says oil and gas taxes plummeted by more than 50% last year.
Now, the upcoming legislature does face some challenges, given our projections of a decline in available revenue from this biennium to the next. However, the legislature is a very resourceful group, and I stand ready to assist leadership in working through the challenges of this session.
Republican State Representative Drew Darby says the Texas legislature could be more than $5 billion short of the money needed just to preserve current services. That comes as lawmakers confront a growing child welfare crisis and pressure from public schools for more funding. Despite the grim forecast, Hager says there are some promising signs.
While our state revenues were down in 2016 and we face some difficult decisions in the coming months, it is important to note that Texas remains economically well-positioned compared to other states. Despite the downturn in the oil and gas industry, Texas has gained 210,000 jobs in the last year.
In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott says he expects to sign a budget that funds state priorities while constraining the size of government. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has always felt comfortable in the political spotlight. His frequent headlines have led many to believe he wants to move on to a higher office, maybe governor. At a press conference today, Patrick attempted to squelch that chatter. He says he's tired of seeing speculation of his political future splashed in the headlines.
I'm either joining the Trump administration, I'm interested in the U.S. Senate seat, or I'm running against Greg Abbott for governor.
Patrick says each of those scenarios is nothing more than a pipe dream.
So I'm having this press conference today to say three things. Number one, today I'm announcing that I'm running for lieutenant governor in 2018.
Announcement number two, Patrick says he has more than $13 million in his campaign war chest. And his third announcement, he's endorsing Greg Abbott for governor in 2018, even though Abbott has yet to announce he's running for re-election. Patrick did not say whether he would also endorse Senator Ted Cruz for re-election. He says he'll do that when the appropriate time comes. Nearly 100 inmates in Texas prisons are behind bars for crimes they committed when they were between 11 and 13 years old. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with Skip Hollinsworth, executive editor for Texas Monthly, about if we should rethink how we punish juveniles for serious crimes.
What do we do with young children who, for impulsive reasons, commit the most heinous of crimes? Do we get them off the streets and keep them in prisons for years and years and years to keep the public safe because there's a chance that someone who did that at 12 will do it again later? Or do we do something that seems so rare these days in the criminal justice system? Do we at some point provide mercy? And the truth is that a lot of research shows that juveniles who commit crimes in their early years don't commit crimes once they're older because their brains have developed. They have the ability to control themselves. They change. And as they change as adults, should the criminal justice change with them?
Skip Hollinsworth's article, The Prisoner, appears in the current issue of Texas Monthly. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. A white Fort Worth police officer who forced a black mother and her daughter to the ground has been suspended for 10 days without pay. The incident last month was captured in a cell phone video that's been seen millions of times. The police chief says the suspension is significant. Lawyers for the family and some African-American leaders say it's a miscarriage of justice. KERA's Christopher Connolly has been following today's developments and joined managing editor Eric Austin for an update.
Now, Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald announced the discipline at a press conference. He says the officer will not be fired. So how did the department reach this decision?
Fitzgerald says the officer made several mistakes and violated department policy in at least five ways, including excessive use of force and being discourteous. The investigation was handled by the department's Internal Affairs Division, which looked at video and did interviews about both the encounter as well as the inciting incident that brought the officer to the scene. Documents identify the officer as W. Martin, and news outlets are naming him as William Martin. Fitzgerald says that Officer Martin was contrite when the two met on Friday.
He is very sorry for what has transpired. However, I challenged him, and as I challenge many, and that was to get back into the neighborhood and to reestablish some of the relationships that we feel were damaged by what we saw on that video.
Fitzgerald says Officer Martin will be asked to complete additional training and will be reassigned to police the neighborhood where the incident took place.
Now, this is a video that sparked a lot of outrage, especially among African Americans in Fort Worth. Remind us what happened in that video.
The video shows Officer Martin, who's white, with Jacqueline Craig, who's black. Craig says her neighbor, who's also white, choked her son for littering on his lawn. The video shows the officer asking Craig why she didn't teach her son not to litter. The exchange gets heated, and Craig says her child shouldn't be assaulted regardless of whether he littered or not. The officer tells her if she yells at him, he'll get angry and arrest her.
And that's when Craig's 15-year-old daughter steps in to intervene.
Yeah, she pushes her mother back, and the officer draws his taser and forces both of them to the ground and arrests them. After that, the other daughter, who's recording the video, begins screaming profanities and is herself arrested. Chief Fitzgerald said he found the officer's actions rude. Activists and some Fort Worth pastors have called it a clear example of racism.
After the police chief announced the suspension, the lawyer for the Craig family held his own press conference. What did he have to say?
The lawyer for the Craig family is Lee Merritt, and Merritt has been calling for a few things since the video went viral. He said the officer should be fired and prosecuted, that the charges against Craig and her daughters should be dropped, and that the neighbor who allegedly choked Craig's 7-year-old son should be arrested. He says the 10-day suspension sends bad messages.
The first is that the African-American community cannot rely on the Fort Worth Police Department, and they should take matters into their own hands. A second, they told the community to assault little black boys like the neighbor did, or to assault little black girls like the officer did, was okay. Third, and the most dangerous message that they send is that it's us against them. That when it comes down to either protecting themselves or our children, they would choose themselves.
Family representatives say that people in Fort Worth should voice their concern by showing up to vote in May during city council elections.
We've heard from police, we've heard from the family. What else are you hearing?
Well, I talked to Joycia Johnson. She's a member of the police department's community advisory board. She says what happened in the video is wrong, but she's not sure it was racist.
It wasn't as black and white as people are trying to make it. It wasn't as open and shut. There were two sides to every story. And don't get me wrong, irregardless, I hold him to a higher letter of the law. He is the law, and he should have been more respectful. But I'm saying that he is also human. And if we don't want to show him compassion, we can't expect that compassion to be shown to us as well.
Either way, Johnson says it's time for reconciliation.
Now, the case has been forwarded to the Tarrant County Criminal District Attorney's Office.
Right. A spokeswoman for the district attorney's office says the case is going to be presented to a grand jury in its entirety, but it's not clear exactly when that'll happen. The grand jury will then decide whether the officer, the mother and her daughters, or the neighbor involved in that altercation that drew police will face any criminal charges. The police department said it couldn't discuss criminal charges that have been sent to the district attorney.
Okay, Christopher Connolly, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
Rally is scheduled this hour in downtown Fort Worth in support of the Craig family. For the evening, mostly cloudy skies. There's a slight chance of rain with a low around 59. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high around 75. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low around 58. It's currently 65 degrees in Dallas, 64 in Fort Worth, 58 in Tyler, and 61 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.